thought it might be a good psalm for us during these days to ponder, to act upon, to help us to know how to enter in. What psalm do you think it is? Psalm 100. I think we're quite familiar with that psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Is that what it says? Serve the Lord with gladness. Did you hear of the fellow at Teen Challenge? He was so overjoyed with that verse because his wife's name was Gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Maybe you ought to get a hold of a wife with that name. And serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's so much to be thankful for, and we need to express it. Because by so doing, we keep the way open for God to continue His work. Praise the Lord. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth unto all generations. I was reading about a camp meeting that took place at Camp Ridge, Kentucky in 1801, early in this month of August. The Presbyterians and the Methodists felt that they ought to come together at this camp meeting. And I think they were overwhelmed with the number of people that attended that camp meeting. Some estimated there were 10,000, others 25,000. And I was just wondering, how can anyone reach such a crowd of people? Did they have amplification such as we have? And I think they lifted their voice. And I think it's a lesson we can all learn when we testify. Lift your voice so that others can hear. And when you pray, also lift your voice. I tell you why. Because the ears, you know. It's not because my wife is deaf in one ear and can't hear out of the other. But it helps. It helps because I'm losing my hearing somewhat to a degree. But... Now, what am I saying? The person who wrote this item, you see, the people, the Spirit of God fell upon them. Some considered this to be America's Pentecost in 1801. I think there were a number of times when God poured out His Spirit and people became quite noisy. Quite noisy. Some thought they were too emotional. But when the Spirit of God comes upon a person and conviction grips their heart, you know, there might be some groaning and crying out to God, and we need to hear more of that. Amen. Real calling on God. God, deliver me from my bent to sinning. Well, anyway, they wrote this 100th Psalm. I don't know whether it's paraphrased. It sounds like that. And you see, I have it here so that you can read it. No, so I can read it. But here's what it says, all right? Shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Do we have a reason to shout? Yes. The children of the Lord have a right to shout and sing. We had a man in our congregation who shouted. And some people were troubled by that. But God had delivered this man who was way down deep in the gutter, raised him up, put a song in his heart, revealed Jesus to him and his love. And he couldn't help. He couldn't help but shout at times. Shout. We have a right to shout. Maybe we ought to hear more shouting. And I think it's an attitude that we ought to take, or of faith. We're in advance of what God is going to do while we are together. What do you expect from the Lord? We ought to adopt the motto that William Carey, the great missionary to India, had. He said this: expect great things from God. What was the second one?
Attempt.
Attempt great things for God. Is it right that we expect great things from God? Oh, for a shower on the thirsty ground. Oh, for a mighty revival. Oh, for a... what is it?
Sanctified.
Fierce band ready to hail its arrival. Shall we be that company of people? Shall we expect God to move? Send us a real revival. Lord, start the work in me. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Oh, Lord, send the fire. Revive us again. Worship the Lord with gladness. Now, as we have it in King James, it's serve the Lord. But worship is the highest. I've understood this. It's been said, worship is the highest form of service that we can render to God. Just to worship Him. Worship Him. It gives Him an opportunity to manifest Himself and to work His works. You'll notice how people, when they came to Jesus and they worshiped Him, they generally got what they came for. They came in that attitude. They worshiped Him. That leper came in that way. The Syrophoenician woman, you know, after it seemed that the Lord Jesus denied her request, and yet it says there that she worshiped. She worshiped. Never mind what he said. She worshiped. And the Lord granted her. Even the dogs eat from the table, the crumbs. And the Lord recognized or owned her faith. Her faith. And He granted her her request. And so, let's come, shall we, in that attitude, oh, worship. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy. We did that this evening. Joyful, joyful. Let's sing with joy. Well, how else can you sing? We don't want to sing a moanful tune. These hymns that are given to us are inspiring.
Amen.
And they will quicken within us a joy, an attitude of joy. Praise the Lord. An attitude of expectation. And then acknowledge that the Lord is God. He's God. He made us and we are His. Do you like that? We are the people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And concerning you. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I didn't think that I needed that correction or that chastening. Well, the Lord saw that I needed it. My Father saw that I needed it. And He said, I'll see you in my study. And we knew what was coming. And we prepared ourselves, patted the backside, because He didn't spare. But this hurts me more than you. We need that. Oh, thank God for his correction. A sister came to the Wednesday evening meeting in Ridgewood one day and stood, "I'm here to be corrected." You ever come that with that attitude? Well, the Lord sometimes has something to say in the way of correction. We need correction. The Word of God is given to us for that purpose, right? To instruct us and to correct us. Thank God for his Word. And we're going to find that here too. How far did I get now? Go into his courts with praise. Praise the Lord. I think we as Christians, we all have a song. He's given us a new song of praise, and we need to sing that song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the way that he shows us his salvation as we come and give thanks and praise him. Enter. Yes. Now, here's the reason for all of this. This is the reason. For God is good. Lord, he is abundant in goodness. Moses asked to see the glory of the Lord, and the Lord passed by, and he said to him his name, abundant in goodness, in mercy, so on. How good. I think Oswald Smith, he writes that hymn, doesn't he? About God's mercy. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. That's mercy. And his faithfulness continues to each generation. And so I just wanted to inspire you. Let's expect great things from God. Nothing is too hard for Jesus. Let's keep our eyes upon him. Let us know that he is working, and he that has begun a good work in you, he is performing that work daily. He's at work. He works without intermission. He's working. Not only will the boys be helped, but you as well. All of us should experience a change if God has his way.
Thank you.
You believe that?
Yes.
Amen.
Let's trust him. Oh, Lord, dear Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill us with expectant faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Fill us with expectant faith. Lord, it's right. It's right to believe in such a God as we have, to expect great things. My expectation is from him. From him. Now, Lord, let your works appear in every one of us. In every one of us. Thank you that you are among us. You are present. You are here to work. Your works that only you can perform. And so we thank you, Lord. We will find our a restful place in your presence and believe for your working in everyone who is upon these grounds at this time, that you may be glorified. Thank you, Lord. And everyone says,
Amen.
Amen.
That's kind of weak. I'm going to have to preach again. Or speak again. But I thought of that life, abundant life. I just quoted the verse, the third verse there. I thought, let's take that as our prayer. Oh, for the showers on the thirsty ground. Lord, you've promised to pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. Lord, let these floods come to Pilgrim Camp in these days. Lord, we're asking for rain. You have said we ought to pray for rain in the time of the latter rain. Lord, let these floods descend upon us. Oh, Lord. Oh, for a mighty revival. Oh, for a sanctified, fearless band. We're going to hear about that in these days. God is after purity. He wants a people that are clean. He wants such to stand before Him and know that He has chosen them for ministry. And so it is with all of us. All of us. And so, praise the Lord. Ready to hail its arrival. I'm expecting, Lord, that You will beyond my expectation work. We can expect that He will work beyond our whatever we ask or think. He works at that on that plane beyond whatever we ask for or think. So I'm glad to be here. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. And together, God will have His way and work His works.
Thank you.
More abundantly.
More and more abundantly, that they might have life. And more abundantly.
More abundantly.
More abundantly, that they might have life. And more abundantly.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I think that word expecting occurs in that hymn. Shall we find out?
Number 123. 1, 2, 3.
Let's stand. Sing 1, 2, 3.
Are you trusting Jesus?
Jesus, Jesus, do it, Lord. Pour out your Spirit, my God. Oh, send refreshing, my God. Send the floods, Lord Jesus, upon the parched ground. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pour out your Spirit, my God. Hallelujah.
Jesus, to your word tonight. Lord, you have spoken to us already. And Lord Jesus, we want to have this expectant faith. We want to come to you in the confidence that you are more desirous to pour out your Spirit upon us than we are to receive.
Yes.
Lord, you said how much your Father in heaven will give the Holy Spirit to them who ask. And Lord, tonight we're asking, Lord, for an infilling of the Holy Spirit, Lord, a fresh anointing of the Spirit of God upon our lives.
Yes.
Oh God, and we open our hearts to you. God, refresh us, Lord Jesus, on the inside, Lord.
Yes.
Fill us, Lord Jesus, so that out of our inmost being would flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, lift us in faith.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, give us expectant faith, my Jesus.
Yes.
God, we know that you are willing and you are able and you love us. You love
yes.
us, my God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, won't you come?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can look up this night and know that you want to fill our cups. Jesus, fill my cup.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, come and quench the thirsting of my soul. And Lord, if there isn't a thirst in our hearts, I pray that you'd create a thirst there.
Yes.
Create a hunger. God, put that desire within us to seek your face in these days.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
You said that you would be found of those who seek with all their heart. And so, Lord, we ask you to help us. Help us, Lord.
Yes.
God, you've called us apart for this time. You've called us to spend this time here at camp, away from our normal everyday life, so that we could draw closer to you and hear your voice.
Yes.
And so come to each one. Open our hearts, Lord. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.